Well, thank you very much, and it's good to see a lot of familiar faces, and it's really good to see a lot of brand new faces here today, too. We sometimes feel like we're preaching to the choir, but it looks like we've got some new folks on board. I'm excited about the panel today. We've got some really good people, but Laura did say I could take a minute to say something, so I'm going to mention to you that if you've been listening close through the whole morning, there's been a theme underlying every one of these presentations that talks about consumer education, what the consumer needs to know, how we need to begin a partnership with the consumer, and you're going to hear some good programs where people are doing that in their region. We've been feeling like for the last 3 or 4 years that we needed to do that statewide, and we needed to have a consistent statewide message. And finally, this last session, the legislature did pass a bill that said that the Water Development Board needed to do a statewide public awareness campaign on water issues. And that campaign is Water IQ, Know Your Water, which is being done in some pilot programs around the state. And I'm mentioning this just because we think this is really important. I mean, the people of Texas, I think, will rise to the challenge if they know there's a challenge and that they understand what the issues are. So the reason I'm even bringing this up is because the Water Development Board is going to go and ask for money this time, which was the one little thing the legislature forgot, was to actually fund this program. And so they need some encouragement. And so any of you that are here that have your favorite legislator that you could talk to, and also just support to the Water Development Board for that with their board members to actually put this in as a line in the LAR part of their budget, we really need to have that happen. It won't be enough to do a whole statewide campaign, but it will be enough to supplement some of the efforts that are going on, help out some of the small to medium-sized utilities. It is just a brand. It is there to support the local programs, but what we wanted people in all the research that we did to do was just ask, what am I supposed to know about my water? Because they don't ask many questions about it right now. So that brand would then lead them to your local programs and find out what you're doing and would look at statewide issues that are happening, and hopefully we can rally them to address a lot of the things that you've been hearing. So we've got three great speakers. Tim Blair, I'm not going to read all their bios to you. I'm assuming most of the people in here could read. There's one or two of you I'm not sure about, but for the most part, I think you could do that. And so I'm just going to give you a brief, and I promise not to tell any stories on Tim, although Marianne, you know, has shared two or three things with me. I'll tell you later at the break or something. But Tim Blair is with the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. He was mentioning last night that they have a service area. They serve 18.5 million people in that service area. He's an economics guy. He likes data and numbers and develops policies for Metropolitan and has graduated at the University of California at San Diego. And even his degree is in something that's more technical than I even know anything about, quantitative economics and decision sciences. But he seems to be a lot of fun, so I think we'll look forward to for that. And then Karen Guz is going to speak second, and Karen is our hero here in the state because she's leading the San Antonio Water Systems Conservation Program, and most of you know that, and some of you get tired of hearing about how wonderful they are and what a great job they do, but they do, and I think she's going to share with you some of the successes they've had, some of the things that didn't work, and how you do exactly what this conference is trying to do, and go from the policy and reality issues, you know, and find out what really works for you. And Karen is graduated from the University of Michigan and has a master's in public administration from the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. And then third, but not the least at all, we're so excited, Jennifer Nations is in College Station. She has worked for so many years trying to really get College Station on board and get things happening. She wears a lot of hats and does a whole lot of different things that are talked about here. But she's got some exciting news because this year they finally passed ordinances. And, I mean, we held, you know, rain dances and prayer meetings and everything. And so that has happened. So Those are our three speakers, and we're going to, as they're speaking, we've got time at the end before lunch and to ask questions, and we hope you'll be thinking up some of those questions, some good ones, and we'll take care of that when we're finished. So, Tim?